Hello, it's Peter Kirkpatrick.
Peter Kirkpatrick.
Welcome to The Backstage Pass.
The Backstage Pass. On Airway.
Today I've selected you a solid gold song, Breakfast in America by Supertramp, released in 1979. Breakfast in America is a song written by Roger Hodgson, one of the founders of Supertramp, when he was just coming adolescence. With his mind enveloped in the mists of his native England, he dreams of the Californian sun and the music that serenades carefree American youth there. On the old harmonium that sits in his grandmother's living room, he lets his inspiration flow and imagines himself as a Hollywood star, pursued by hordes of fans and journalists. Now, Roger Hodgson pens the song, and he will always never deny its almost prophetic aspect, because what unfolds in Breakfast in America is indeed what happens to Supertramp. However, initially, the title doesn't win unanimous approval. Rick Davies, the other strong-willed member of the band, deems it far too naive and too far from Supertramp's creative direction. The song will be recorded in two takes, a daring feat for a composition that features a multitude of instruments, all played by the band.
Airwaves.
The Backstage Pass.
When it was released, Breakfast in America becomes a global chart-topping phenomenon and a meteoric ride to success for the group. Everyone rushes to get their hands on this album, with a cover featuring a diner waitress striking the pose of the Statue of Liberty with a flame replaced by a glass of orange juice. But this sixth album marks the beginning of the end for Supertramp, caused by an already fragile agreement between the two musical geniuses, Roger Hodgson and Rick Davies. Their egos, incompatible though they may be, nevertheless produce one of the greatest hits of the late 70s.
Well, there's nothing better to do.